Thank you for tuning in. This is the Hill Not Harm Station. I am Miss Mike Check, checking in with you guys, and we're just going to get started. I am here at the Higher Level Church, and we will begin with our praise and worship, and then our sermon shortly after. So I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you receive what's meant for you.
Thank you. of the Son of Man and drank his blood, he hath no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. Back to the 53rd. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Father, use me to your glory. Bless me to break it down. Make it relevant for the time. And Father, we thank you. We bind every demon. We bind every devil that might want to get us off track. But to God be the glory. Yes. The things that he has done. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Many times, Jesus is used as symbolism, typology, which represents really the same thing. You don't turn that out for me a second. That's what gets me. Right? Well, it's good to have Barry going. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all for a few. Back on. Alright? He uses symbolism, that's what God does. And so he's telling them, you know, people are offended by the statement. They would hear him say things like that because he's telling them. He said, if you drink my blood, you drink my, eat my flesh. Basically, he's saying you're going to have eternal life. So he said, well, what is your blood? What is your flesh? His flesh represents the word of God. So he's saying, eat the word, take it in, digest it, then be a part of your daily regimen. Right? That's what he's saying. So he's saying the blood. So you just can't take in the body without the blood, because they work together. When God would do something also, he always used the power of the Holy Ghost. He would never function without that. Right? If he said, let there be light, the Holy Ghost was in the mix. Hello, somebody. So he's saying to you, he's saying, if you eat the bread and you drink the blood is representative of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of God, the power of God. So he's saying those two elements you must have. Well, I told you many times before, I said what it is when you start talking about communion, you're talking about that when he says he's going to share his body with you, right? He's going to break down his body. What he's actually saying, what he's actually talking to you about is ministry. So therefore, everybody was born for a purpose. You're not just here. You have a purpose on the planet. What is your design? What is your purpose? Why do you exist? So when the Lord said, I have given you a purpose before time even started ticking, you have a purpose. You have a design. I designed you for something significant. You're somebody that is significant. When the sperm cells rush in to impregnate, there's millions and millions of them running, fighting to get there. You made it there, you wouldn't be here. Hello, somebody. Amen. So you were a fighter from the beginning. Amen. You were a winner from the beginning. Amen. God chose you because you succeeded then. And he said, if you succeeded then, you didn't even know nothing how. You know a whole lot about me now. You ought to be able to succeed right now. But there's a problem. What happens to us is we get all bogged down with our shortcomings. And the drama and stuff. The stuff that we deal with, all our shortcomings. He knows where you live at. He can dial up your number and your phone will start ringing right now. He can show up right on your phone and say, this is Jesus. Yeah. And you'd be like, somebody. So it's, he knows you. Yeah. He knows everything about you. When he selected you, he knows what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. This is the way it works. When God tells you to do something, do it.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
When he says do something, do it. Well, we look at, I can't do it because of this. I know people like me to call me, right? And they like, all your stuff. He knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? So he's calling it. Let me ask you. If you were smoking a joint, does that stop you from bringing somebody to ask for it?
No.
If you were smoking a joint, does that stop you from saying, God bless you, I love you, I'm praying for you, can you please pray for me because I need to? Does that stop you from doing that?
No.
Man, hello, somebody. It don't stop you from doing that. Did it stop Bill Clinton from being we always emphasize that I'm not this, you know. I'm trying to get myself together, and when I get myself together, and well, the Lord, he has issues with that. Yeah. He has serious issues with that, because when he calls you, he calls you.
Right.
He doesn't care about all that. Right. He said, let the dead bury the dead, because they always had an excuse about something.
Right.
He said, no, I don't really want to hear that. Now, that's a trip in itself, because somebody died, you can't go bury them, because he said, and what he said is, I'm here to go redeem some people back to myself. Yeah. And you talking about going to bury the dead, because you really don't want to do this, I got you. Right? And the cop said, let the dead bury the dead. I take care of myself. I don't have the time.
Yeah.
All we see in the Bible in Genesis 18:15. Sarah was afraid, should I?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you can read later, but basically, her thing was, she was supposed to have, was going to have a child. She's like, I am so old. Ain't nowhere in the world. My man, he ain't even working anymore. So there's no way in the world this is going to happen. So she's back there while the Lord said, she's going to have a baby. She's eavesdropping.
Right?
Right? Yeah, y'all don't do that, right? You don't eavesdrop. It's conversation. Got to give you good news. No bad news. You know. So what she's doing is she's checking out what's going on. She's back there busting out laughing. The Lord says to her, you know, why did you laugh? She's talking, I ain't laughing. And yes, she did. Yes, she did that. So what she do? She lied. But she will still what? Bring forth that child.
Yes.
Because that child has a job to do.
Yes.
God is looking at that. He doesn't worry about your shortcoming. He knows how to reach you and touch you and talk to you about where you're at. He knows how to do that. We make you short. He knows you. He knows everything about you. Every little thing, every little thought, everything you're going to do later. Okay, let's go real quick. You remember David, right? And David was a rugby boy. His father didn't love him, right? He didn't even care about it. When the prophet came to anoint somebody to be a king, they overlooked David. David's on the backside of the mountain with the sheep, right? The sheep represents the people of God, right? But nobody knew that back then. They didn't look at it like that. So the thing is, David's out there, and the prophet, you ain't got no more sons. Yeah, but he's out there with the sheep. Can't possibly be him. He's not the one. He's not the one that the Lord is calling for, because he's out there. So he's out there because he had a lot of time on his hands. He's bored. He's taking a slingshot. Then he got good at it.
Yeah.
The other brother walking around. Right? So then that same David grew up.
Yes.
Right? And he stole a rugby boy. He kills Goliath.
Yeah.
He beats Goliath down. Takes the sword from him after he hit him with a slingshot. You know, one blow to the head.
Yeah.
Chops off his head.
Yeah.
Grabs the hair and walks back.
Yeah.
Look what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
God is a good God.
Yeah.
Years later, before that, he said, who am I to even have the king's daughter? Who am I to even be able to go to the palace? I am nobody. Right? He wrote the Psalms. There's a lot of the Psalms that we read. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is with me.
Amen.
And bless his holy name.
Amen.
He wrote the Psalms. You know? And so, the bottom line is this same David that worshipped and fell before God and gave God glory, the same David later on said, bring her to me. And had her husband killed in the battle.
Yes.
But God knew from the beginning. See, here was a rough big boy, was beat down, was mistreated. Over here now, he's the king, and he's like, hey, bring her to me. I had an appetite. Bring her this way. I am King David. Hello, somebody. But he had a heart like God, so he would repent in a minute and say, Lord, I'm wrong. It's me, oh Lord. I stand in the need of prayer. He knows when he calls you, he already knows you have a heart to do what? When you're wrong, bow before him. Worship and give him the Lord. Yeah. So you have Genesis 22. You write this down. And Abraham lied. He lied. I'm telling you, the liars in the Bible. Now the Bible said a liar won't even tarry. They won't even tarry in heaven. But they were lying. Did they go to hell?
No.
Abraham had a sister. The king seen the sister. His sister was so fine. I mean, you fine. A woman is really fine. When she's all covered up, you can't see it. Mm-hmm. That's when she's fine. You know, you all covered up. You know, back then some of them on your head. And she fine. And they're like, she fine. Even the king like, oh, bring her this way. And he's like, oh, no. That's my sister. That's his half sister. But he's trying to deceive the king. Yeah. Oh, no. He lied. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody. Yeah. Are you with me, somebody? Uh-huh. Abraham represents the father of many nations. Yeah. The way you get in, you're engrafted in. You're hooked to a covenant. An Adamic covenant from Abraham, right? You're hooked to that. Yeah. So you got in on that. Otherwise, that you can't get it.
Right?
But this God is the father of many nations. So he's the same God that God said, the stars in the sky, I'm going to bless you. The stars in the sky is your kids. That's your glorious kids. The sand on the sea, that's your kids. These are your kids that got saved, that know nothing about them, that I'm going to bring back and I'm going to redeem them. I'm going to send them a redeemer. If they want me, they got me. If they don't, oh well. Amen. Hello, somebody. Amen. That is that same God that loved. It was deceptive. Same God. Are you with me?
Amen.
Because we keep thinking that our shortcomings and our sin stops God from using you. But let somebody say no.
No!
It doesn't stop you. He'll still say, I want you. You're like, your mind goes, you're like, yeah, I'm up. I do this. See, in this city, the city's set up like this. If you ask somebody to come to church, first thing they say is, well, I gotta get myself together. Well, I don't have no clothes to wear. Well, I'm looking at them like, you really kidding me?
Come as you are.
You know that. Uh-huh. But the truth of the matter is,
I want this shit.
And I don't care. Okay. Hello, somebody. Abraham, okay. And also Isaac. He lied about Rebecca. You read those later. It takes too long. We got 2 more minutes. And I'm just trying to show you life. Is that all right? You ever seen a liar in church? You ever see somebody lie? Oh, I was just, See, when I first got to church, I was so naive that I thought I was so sinful that the saints could do no wrong. That's what I thought. So the young lady I was with at the time, with the church, right? We're sitting there, she said, that's her. These are church people. He ain't drinking. My gift is telling me he's drunk. But I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, you didn't say. I'm trying to be safe. I can't even come anywhere. You know, I went everywhere I go, they drunk. The whole house was drunk. broke. They got no teeth in their mouth.
No.
Hey, my trunk. Hey. You know. They have no teeth in their mouth. Yeah. Hey, y'all. Hello, somebody. Been drinking and been drugging for years. It can easily rot you. Right? So the thing is, are you with me, somebody?
Yes.
So Genesis 26, 1 through 35, you read it later. Jacob, right? Heli. He was a lady. Heli. So we have all these liars. You have Abraham, you have Isaac, you have Jacob. Abraham is the father of many nations. Isaac's the son, right? And then Jacob's the Holy Ghost. I throw a woman in there because it's women in the house, so that's why I throw a woman. Right? So you have the father of many nations, right? Father, son, Holy Ghost. All three of them messed up. But they are representative of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, but they still messed up and came short of the glory of God. And God still used that, because when he was sick, he was said, well, look at the brother that got on it before he got on the ship to pay his money to get away from the Lord. What did he get? The Lord said, hold down, I want you to tell those people, because I want those people to be redeemed, because if they're not redeemed, I'm going to kill everybody. With your cattle, I'm coming through here to kill everybody. You know? So then he says, so the young man says, nah, I don't want to go down there. I don't want them to be redeemed. I don't want them. I'm not preaching to them. I don't like that. I'm prejudiced. Right? I got issues. I'm not dumb. So he goes, pays his fare. Right?
Yeah.
Gets on a ship, cruises out. Hey, I'm way away from what the Lord told me to do. The ship starts rocking. Throw me overboard. I gotta hide. They said, don't look. Keep out the ship.
Yes.
Right? In fact, he tells them, you gotta throw me overboard. Yes. If you don't, they throw him overboard. As soon as he gets there, close to the water, the fish is down right there. Swallows him up. I'd have been scared.
Yes.
People tell me now, I got a cruise for you. You know what I mean? It's paid for and everything. The cruise is paid for. How many days? 7 days. Ooh. I tell myself, I seen Jaws.
Right.
I said, I seen Jaws. I started getting different things. They laughed. I said, you know, this is real with me. You know what I'm saying? It's
all paid for. It's
$10. You can just forget. So you can just go. Sounds cute, though. Yeah, that's for those of you like to swim. I'm like, swim down there, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know. Bottom line is, so your shortcomings doesn't stop there.
Amen.
Right? Need to happen this morning. I'm past my time.
Amen.
Almost in 20 minutes. So the thing is, it's not about, it's all about when he calls, he calls.
Amen.
Right? He makes them call. So the brother got fought, I swallowed my fish, when God got done with him, right? He knew what? He jumped out the fish's belly. Right? Because the fish went, bleh. So now you get out the belly and get spit up on you. Standing there like this, and he's been eating fish, you stink. The man of God doesn't care he stinks. He's so afraid. Because of what he's been through, he just wants to rush down there and tell folk, hey, my sins is worse than yours.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
He just wants to tell them, hey! You know, you need to turn your plate, you need to go before God. He's going to destroy us, you know. Then he had issues. After all that was over, he sits up there and waits for the demise of the city. And God cure people or not. Listen, you gotta listen to some preachers. See, these are preachers. These are people that God has called. Sometimes preachers are the worst ones. Don't you ever think they're not. That no stuff y'all do? Y'all play activity links. Y'all, When you read the scripture tells you the man of God. David's a man of God. You know, so they can be some of the worst ones. Mm-hmm. So,
you're in trouble, girl.
Yeah, they create clubs. They got clubs in the Bahamas and everywhere else. They got houses. I'm not talking about the end guy like that. I'm just talking about when some of this is real. Y'all talking about little parties? It's a whole nother ball game. My father used to travel, and he used to go to different places, see all the preachers there, from Harrisburg, and you know, he didn't believe in church. They all from Harrisburg there. The big preachers. Yeah, I don't want to name no names. They been hanging out. Didn't miss it for them. Oh, yeah, baby. Doesn't mean God's not going to use that. He knows how to beat them. He knows how to get them into a place. And everything is not a preacher. Because they said they're preachers.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Amen.
Stop putting all your stuff in head stuff. God wants to use you. He uses you. Stop doing that. Right? It's not like that. God is about using you despite where you are. Right? These guys playing, they sound good, okay?
Amen.
Woo!
I'm saying
anyone else. Right? Mm-hmm. Whatever they do. You gonna stop with the plan?
No.
Praise the Lord?
No.
I know people that they won't come to church because they think they're so simple. You can pull up the slate. You ain't done more stuff than I do. You can. You just come. I remember years ago, one brother was telling me he was an international sinner. And I understood. Because he had the opportunities that most people don't have. He can go wherever he wants to, whenever he wants to, jump on flights, head homes in different cities, and he's gonna sit, you know. Y'all know I'm close in, man.
Oh, okay.
So he can do whatever he wants. They had these places all down in Philly and New York. They would go and get a limo and stuff, and they all joked in there and go to these places. It's just, you know, they got these big buildings and they just do whatever. Everybody doing whatever, everybody, and he's on TV before. He's known that 27 years ago. Y'all have parties, don't you?
Yeah.
You ain't had no party like that. Right? So what I'm saying to you is, stop, and God uses him.
Right.
You know, he loved both sides of the fence. he loved a honey, and he loved a man.
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't need me. No, this is great. Maybe right there, we be rolling. Maybe fall down, right? But it just, when God still used these people, then it's you. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Because yeah, he still uses them to do great things. You know, but there's a struggle, there's a fight, there's warfare. That's why the Bible, the first thing it shows you is warfare. Please stand to your feet if I'm just trying to. I keep pushing the point. That's one of my shortcomings.